You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Sight Loss Council Conference 2023 in the Aston Conference Centre. And I'm currently joined by a volunteer from Worcestershire Sight Loss Council, Edward Jackson. Edward, thank you for joining us. So, how did you find out about the Sight Loss Councils?
I found out through social media. One of the SLC coordinators sent a picture on the Instagram saying my blind doggy is better than yours, and started up a conversation from there. And I was introduced to Thomas Pocklington Trust and decided to become a volunteer to help enrich lives of fellow VI community members.
So what inspired you to join the Sight Loss Council?
3 years ago, I lost my sight through an occipital lobe stroke, and I heard of the good news that TPT were doing, and I thought, what better way to enrich everybody's lives than to help anybody and everybody.
And is there a particular project you have enjoyed or you're enjoying working on at your Sight Loss Council?
Well, at the moment, I'm in a subgroup of transport. So we're a relatively fresh group, so we've not made major connections as of yet. But the idea is to help enrich lives for the VI community in regards to transport links through buses and trams and trains, and just generally making it more accessible for the VI community to enrich their lives.
And we are here at the Sight Loss Council's conference for the volunteers. What has been your particular takeaway from the conference? What have you particularly enjoyed?
Networking, meeting people from different backgrounds and forming new friendships and gaining different perspectives on all sorts of different things, on approaches to get contact from different organisations, and generally to meet up with other people to try and get as much information as I can to help benefit everyone.
My name is Matty Bolam. I'm from Sight Loss Council of Northumberland.
How did you find out about the Sight Loss Councils?
Through engagement manager Jack Moffat for Northumberland and Tyneside. He actually got in touch with us because I've knew Jack for a number of years, and he asked would I be interested in volunteering, and he kind of explained everything about it, and straight away I kind of thought, yeah, why not, let's give it a go.
So what inspired you to join the Sight Loss Council and become a volunteer?
Basically, I wanted to help folk that's in the same situation as myself, visually impaired or even blind. I says just to get better quality and be treated like equals, to have better accessibility in around the local area or in the shops, different things like that.
Out of the projects you're currently working on, is there any particular projects that you're particularly enjoying looking at and working on?
Well, our area of the country, Northumberland, it's probably one of the only counties where you don't have voiceovers on buses to tell you which stop's coming up next. So I'm kind of trying to get into that, to get in touch with the bus company to get that improved and put onto the buses so people that is visually impaired or blind know what stop's coming next and what have you, you know.
Matty Bolam, thank you very much for speaking to us here at the Sight Loss Council Conference on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.